Okay, so we're continuing to talk about halachas of Chanukah, and today we'll talk about where really the ideal place to light is, where we light, what the different shittas are about where we're supposed to be lighting the menorah. So we'll start off. There's really three seifim really that deal with this. So we'll take it one at a time. So the first thing we have the Gemara in Shabbos of Chaf Aleph from the Beis. First page. So the Gemara starts off Tanur Banan. The last one in line is Tanur Banan. It's about seven lines before it gets wide. Tanur Banan. Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach beisa mi b'chutz. The mitzvah is to put the menorah right at the entrance of your house outside. That's if you live on the ground floor. Emhayador ba'aliyah. So you live in the upstairs. Then you're supposed to put it by the window that's near a shesharab. Ubishas hasakona, the time that it's a sakona, manicha al shulchana vida, you put it on your table and that's enough. Amirava, we'll get back to in a second, just finish up the Gemara. Amirava tzarach ner acheres leishtamish la'ira, you need another ner to use as the shamish, right, that you can be able to use for the light. You're not allowed to use the ner is chanukah, the ner is mitzvah, you're not allowed to use. V'ik medura, but if there's a big fire, a lot of light, lights are, so then you don't need it, because obviously you don't need that light from the menorah. You have a bonfire right there, you don't have a problem. V'adam chashuvu, but if he's an adam chashuv, afagav v'ik medura tzarach ner acheres, even though there is a medura, still you need another ner to use as the shamash. Okay, so one thing at a time. So first you see that there's three different options here. Either you live on the ground floor, you light it outside, the entrance of your house. If you live upstairs, then you put it in the window. And Shasta Sakana, you put it on your table. So somebody asked me last week, so what? Which category are we in? Are we in first category? Are we considered the... We have is Manazeh. What category are we in?
In England,
Shasta Sakana. So the Shas is a Kana, so the question is, so what do you don't... Shas is a Kana, you put it on your table. You don't put it by the window.
Right.
The idea is, if you put it by the window, that's the Sakana. Someone's going to come in and beat you up, or whatever.
Whatever.
So actually, just before, I shouldn't really skip out Rashi. Rashi says, first says, mi b'chutz, you put it by the entrance of your house outside, mishum parsuminisa. You put it up with Shem and Yisrael. Loi Rishis Harabim. El B'chatzer. You put it by your chatzer. You don't put it in Rishis Harabim. Shabbatayim Ayi Pesuchim B'chatzer. Their houses and opened up into chatzer. So you put it... What it means, Mi B'chutz, is you put it right outside your door up at the chatzer. You don't put it in Rishis Harabim. And then he says, right, Vimdar Be'aliyah, She'en Lei Makim B'chatzer. Nir Hashem, he lives upstairs. So then he says that you should Menicha B'mifnim K'neged Chalayim Nesamach Rishis Harabim. Then you put it by the window. So they say Sakana. What's the Sakana exactly? Which is where... I'm getting to it. What's the sakana that you put it inside? They had a law that at the time of their going to serve the Avodah Zarah, shelo yaviru ner el beis Avodah Zarah. You are not allowed to have a fire light lit anywhere else. The only fire that was allowed to be was in their church or whatever. So that was the sakana, because it was the law. The law was, you don't have a light now. So now it's... Bismanazah, you now have a light. Now, you have a lot of light. So now, once you have a lot of light, so why are we lighting inside? So I'm saying, what category are we in? The guys, what category are we in?
We're definitely not sakana,
and we're not in aliyah. No. So from the Pesach Bais, why are we lighting outside? So you know that there's always this comes up. I remember in Lakewood, there's always comes up this shayla about, though, should we be lighting outside? Should we be lighting inside? Why are we lighting outside? And then some people do light outside. Even why should they only light outside in Eretz Yisrael? Now that we're in America, we can light outside also. There's no sakana. Why can't we light outside? So this is always the handle right here. But we'll see. We'll see as we go on. Then he says like this. And interesting, we're talking about the shamish. Everyone has a shamish. So the shamish. Why? Because you said the osh, maybe we're not chashim. But you look at Rashi. What's the pshat? He says not am chashim. Even though you have a medura, l'chayra, right? We have electricity, so we have light, so we don't need to use our light for the menorah. Right, so the, you'll say, oh, maybe we're not a chasha, but Rashi says that no. The reason why, ikam medura, you take a look at Rashi. Ikam medura, eish loytzarch ne'acharis. Okay, next one. V'adam chasha who she'enai rago lehishtamish la'ar medura. An adam chasha doesn't use a bonfire when it needs light. That's not an adam chasha. An adam chasha doesn't use a whole bonfire. He uses a candle, two candles. He doesn't use the whole thing. But b'zman hazeh, adam chasha use electricity, right? So why is something in this matter as that? Maybe we should need to use a shamash. We need a shamash. We have electricity. Okay. So now that will take us to the first sif. The first sif is Tafrei Shayin Aleph Sifei. And it basically brings down these exactly what we just learned, these three sheets in the Gemara. So we'll just run through it quickly. Ner Chanukah, Menicha, Pesach, HaSamach, Chutz HaRavim, Mi B'chutz. You put it at the entrance to Chutz HaRavim, Mi B'chutz. By the way, Yishol, I know somebody one person, could be there's a number of people, that they put it by their door inside. And I think that they're trying to get onto this sheet, though, that this
probably need to handle that, right?
So I was wondering whether he's getting any mile at all.
Right.
One of the guys I know, he called me on Friday to talk about this. But anyway, fine. So you put it by the entrance of the Shisra Rabbi, the Chutz. That's the first. And then the Pais, Pesach, Shisra Rabbi, Menicha Pesach, put it by your entrance. And Yish Chotzov may abide, Menicha Pesach Chotzer. But if you have a Chotzer, you should put it by the Pesach of the Chotzer. And that has to do with the Machoikis. But that says, if you have a Chotzer, it was talked about an enclosed Chotzer, by the way. When a person has an enclosed Chotzer right in front of their house, so that no one's going to see light, so you put it by the entrance of the Chotzer. But like generally, our front doors, but we don't go into a closed in chatzah. So then you would put it outside your house, right outside your house. So Mary Davi Aliyah, if you listen to Aliyah, Shem like Pesach B'Suach, Shas Rav, Manicha B'Chalam, Samach Shas Rav, right? That's the second thing. Which Shas Hakonach, Shas Hakai Mitzvah, Manicha Shulchan V'Dai. That's enough. But Tzarch Nirach L'Shamish B'Leira, and the Mechaber Paskin is that you need to have a shamish. If you have Medur, it's Tzarch Nirach. But if you have Medur, you don't need it. V'Madam Chashiv Shem Dark L'Shamish Shar Medur, Tzarch Nirach. So that's basically almost word for word right out of the Gemara. If you look at the Beralacha, Tzarech Ner'acha L'Shtamash L'Aira, we'll just skip right into the middle. It says Achein. If you have the Dush, it's like four lines from the bottom. So it's Achein. Achein, Minik Ha'ailam. So this is what the Chofetz Chaim is talking about, that we need really. Shamash was not as it says Achein, Minik Ha'ailam. V'chein Minik Rabbe Seinu. So he says that's the, also a completely different thing. Which is also an interesting English interesting chash is manazeh. Maisa, who's letting him? Who's going to think that you're letting him anoyer for the light? Maybe you're letting it for, I don't know, you know. Maybe people like having candle lit, you know, in their house. Maybe that's the tzad of his manazah. Even you know, tzarcha hadlika, that he just wants the aura. You know,
looks like what's part of the Be'alokh is adding something because he says b'chol nerachan hamadlekas b'soy chabayas tzarcha nerachas. Mashmoyes is outside.
Where it's clear that it's obviously you're doing it for the mitzvah. You wouldn't need a shamash.
Right, but the Gemara, I don't think the Gemara didn't say that either.
Right. I mean, I could be just talking about it in the house, and that's why he says that lashon. I don't know if he can be medayik like that, but I hear the thing. But anyway, Akoponim, what he's saying is that even though we have electricity and everything like that, the minute gets to have a shamash, and that's therefore anyone that's lighting the menorah inside your house, you should have a shamash. Let's say you have like this manazah, right? You have like your kids are lighting, so you have five menorahs, you know, right next to each other. So really, do you need a shamash by every single one? So I would say from this Be'alacha, listen to you would. Why not? He says the minute gets to have a shamash by everyone. Anyway, fine. So that's the sheet. Next halacha, we'll get onto the turn the page of the thing. We'll get into the how high the menorah should be. So now we know where you should put it, and we'll come back to this, by the way, at the end. But it's just gonna come at the end. The Achronim, Ramosha, the Aruch Shulchan are gonna talk about, you know, Bizman Hazeh, if we're lighting inside, outside. But let's just first get through these first three basic halachas, and then, you know, hopefully we'll have time to go through that also. But anyway, so the next thing is the Gemara Nakainis. You all remember this Gemara. It was very exciting because, I don't know, I went to Akainis in sixth grade. So this was the last part of Akainis. You know, you're so excited to finish the parish. Anyway, fine. So the Mishnah, I'll just run through the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's pretty quick. This is just a spark that flies out from the blacksmith's hammer and it's mazik yachayv. Gomel shahayatayin pishin v'aver shisharabim. If you have a gomel, right, a camel that's passing through a shisharabim and it's overloaded with all this flax, v'nichnis pishtan l'techachanus. And right, they used to have stores right lining up the street. So the pishtan went into the store And inside the store, obviously, you have candles that are lit up to light everything up. V'dolku b'ner shel chenveni, and it lit up, it caught fire from the ner of the chenveni, of the storekeeper. V'hidlik esabira, and then it caused the whole building to go on fire. So this guy's just renting out the bottom store, right? But it's the whole store, all these stores are connected, and of course the owner of the stores, the owner of the real estate, it's his building, and it gets destroyed. It goes up in flames. So who's chayiv? Balagamal chayiv. Balagamal's chayiv because he shouldn't have loaded up his donkey, his camel so much that it's going to go stick into the stores and have a fire hazard. Henia chemini ner b'chus, but let's say the chemini has a ner outside the store. He just wants. So hachemini chayiv. So then the chemini is going to be chayiv because he shouldn't have put his ner outside. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer b'ner Chanukah Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says that by ner Chanukah, then the chemini is going to be potter.
Inside or outside?
Not outside. No, he's outside. Someone outside. Amar Ravina, Mishmei D'Rava. So Ravina says, Shmami Nami Rabbi Yehuda. We see from Rabbi Yehuda what? That Ner Chanukah mitzvah lehanicha b'soich asara. It's a mitzvah to have your Ner Chanukah within 10 tefachim of the ground. How does he know that? The Isaka daita chlamayla me'asara. Because if you're going to say that you could even put it higher than 10 tefachim, so amai Amar Rabbi Yehuda ner Chanukah potter. Why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that if you have your ner Chanukah outside, you're potter? Leimalei havalei lanuch lemalam igam v'reichvay. He should say that why is the chemini potter just because he puts the ner Chanukah out there? Make sure that your ner Chanukah is high enough that it's not going to cause a fire hazard if a camel's passing by with his pishta. Elamai, you see that he's Rabbi Yehuda's learning that the mitzvah is to put your ner Chanukah within 10 tefachim of the ground. So the Gemara says, no, Amri Lai. No, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no mile, there's no mitzvah, special mitzvah to have within 10 tefachim. You're going to say, oh, this guy should have put it higher? No. Kivan dibe mitzvah ka'asik kuli hai layetrachur rabbana. Since he's being Isaac in a mitzvah, so much for Rabbanan not to be mechayiv. Hear that lashon good, because it's going to come up later in Rav Shulchan on a completely different topic. He says, when you're being Isaac in a mitzvah, the Rabbanan are not going to be matriachu so much to make it higher than a the pishtan on top of a gamma. So that's what he says. It's no raya. That's what they're matcha the raya. And then the next part, Amar Kana Darshim Nasim Bar Menuni Mishmei Darav Nachman Tanchin Ner Chanukah Shnich Lamal Mesam Alma. If you put in Ner Chanukah higher than 20 Amis, then Sulah Kesukah Mavah. That's going to be possible like a Sukah and a Mavah, because we know those things are too high. Because you don't, it's too high. You don't see higher than 20 Amis, and obviously you have to see the Ner Chanukah. Okay, so the first obvious kasha here, the first obvious kasha for all the Gemara cops is, I mean, it's just boilish. And the only reason why you're not jumping on me is because I read it quickly.
Why is the chenveni lighting outside a store?
Oh, okay. Well, they used to live in their stores. Yeah. Used to, you know. But but the first guy, the Gemara says like this. He says, just posh. He says, obviously from Rabbi Yehuda you see that you have to put your Ner Chanukah within 10 tefachim of the ground. Why? Because otherwise he should have put it higher than the gamel and the pishtan. How high does a gamel and pishtan go? I don't know. You know, what's the amount? 10 amos? I don't know. How high? Maybe, I'm saying an amma's what? Right, a foot and a half, 2 feet? Was it 2 feet?
Let's do the highest one. It's 2 feet.
2 feet. Okay, so how high is a camel with the piston?
It's more than 10 feet.
It's got to be more than 10 feet, right? So, I mean, what is it making him say that it has to be 10 tefachim? Well, I see that I'm not machayev you to put it higher than the gamel on the piston. But who says I have to put it as low as 10 tefachim? Where do you get that from? What's the raya that you have to put it within 10 tefachim? Like what? Maybe 15 tefachim? Maybe 20 tefachim? Anything less than a gamel and pishtan? Maybe that's the chiyus. Where do you get 10 tefachim from? It's mamash, it's pelos. We're trying to deal with this kasha. The Rajba, the Ritva, they deal with this kasha.
You're going to do a gamel. It has to do stand with being able to see it from outside.
That's a different reason. Right, so that's a different reason. I'm saying, but the Gemara says, Shmami no from Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that you're potter, that shows us that it has to be within 10 tefachim. How's that show? I mean, that doesn't show us. Maybe you have other svaras that will show us why it should be within 10 tefachim. There are, which we're going to see. The other svaras have it within 10 tefachim. But just from this halacha that you're not mechuyev to put it higher than a gamel and his pishtun, that doesn't tell me 10 tefachim. Maybe 15 tefachim, maybe 20 tefachim, maybe, you know, it just tells me that higher than that, I don't have to do anything less. I would, the mitzvah should be anything less than as high as the gomel pishon go, which is what's like 10 amos, so anything less than 10 amos, that's the mitzvah. So that's what the Rashi and Rishayim deal with it. They give some different Jerusalem, but I didn't see anything that was just like, you know, I think it's a tough kasha.
I mean, it's probably simple mechanics of the pishon probably never would droop so low all the way to the ground.
What?
So the menorah always has to be less than 10 tefachim.
No, but the point is that 10 tefachim it could light. The Pishon would light 10 tefachim. So then, right.
What was it, what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's fine. So that's the Gemara here. So now, and then the second question is, okay, so now, the Gemara said we have a raya that you have to, the mitzvah is to put it within 10 tefachim of the ground. Right? And then the Gemara is mad for the raya. So now, what do we do? What's the halacha like? Is halacha like the havmin of the Gemara? The halacha is like the dichui of the Gemara. Sometimes the dichui is a shtark, the dichui, and then it's a kasha. So then you can't learn like the book. So what type of dichui is it? So take a look at the next page is the Rosh. So the Rosh, all on the left side, all the way on the bottom, where it says Amar Avina. There's different gears in the Gemara. He says. So Ravina, right? He says that the mitzvah is, you see, from Rabbi Huda, the mitzvah is to have it less than 10 tefachim, within 10 tefachim of the ground. And even though the Gemara was matha, this rye that it brought from the Mishnah, his words, Ravina and Rava's words, were not nidcha. And therefore, a mitzvah lahanicha b'sei chasara. So therefore, it's a mitzvah to leave within 10. Why? And here's another reason. Detfei ika persumi nisa. Because there's more persumi nisa, less than 10 tefachim.
Is it?
Why? Because he says, dener ha'asei lahayir, because a ner that's made to give light, manichan ha'asei b'makim gavaya lahayir l'arach, you're going to put it high up, like our street lights. They're very high, so they can give light all over. The lower you put a light, the lower the light, the lower it's going to shine. The less it's going to shine. So therefore, it's more of a raya that you're doing it for a mitzvah. The lower you put it, right, the less. You're going to say put it all the way down. No, since within 3 tefachim, you can't do it. So it's somewhere between 3 and 10 tefachim. That's where the mitzvah is according to the Rosh. That's what comes out.
I'd say it's not so noticeable.
Well, it's not so noticeable at all. I mean, people are not going to notice it at all. So yes, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see if that's where it's going to come in also. But if it is noticeable, so then the best place to put it, according to the Rosh, is you put it within 10 tefachim. So that's how the Rosh learns. Take a look, the next page is the Ran. The Ran, which is the top of the left column. The top of the left column, Kosev Rachzal, the Kaimon Kiravina, that we come out like Ravina, even though Gemara is Matha, the Lesh Avkina Maidav Shita Leila Rava, Viravina, Vinakdina Maidav Nathabi Gemara, Bederach Dilma. We do not leave what Ravina and Rava said as a Pashtus just from the fact that Gemara was Matha, Kibederach Dilma. The Gemara says, Amrit, right? Wasn't saying it was like a shtak akasha. So therefore, he says that the halacha is like Ravina and Rava, the Yavadi is supposed to do within 10 tefachim of the ground, Machin Pasuk, Rabbin and Yoinazal, Uzeh Hiskim Rajbazal, that's the Rajba, Aval, Haram Bamazal, that's the, somebody says it.
Haram
Bamazal. Rabbi Seven, whenever he sees like this, he always says it, Ram Bamazal. But anyway, fine. So it's somewhat Rambam. Loi kasva. The Rambam does not say this halacha that it has to be within 10 tefachim. The mashmoyis of the Rambam. The Rambam is learning like the dichoy. That once the dichoy is a good dichoy. So you have a chayyur. Machlek is the Rambam, the Ran, the Rajbo, and the Rosh. So then you take a look at the Mordechai, and this is where first time we're going to see that, oh, Bizman Hazem, maybe things are different. So you take a look at the Mordechai is the next page, which is in the left column, where it says Inam L'Shira, the second line from the end. It starts V'chein Achshav. V'chein Achshav, he's talking about V'zman Hazeh, V'chein Achshav, Sheher Gilu L'Hanicha B'fnim. Now V'zman Hazeh that we leave, they put them there inside, Nira the Ein K'peda L'Hanicha L'Maila Miyud, the Ika person, or the Laka person. So he says that V'zman Hazeh, there's no K'peda at all to put it anything above 10 tefachim. So the Mordechai is learning, Bizman Hazeh, put it wherever you want, no problem. Once you're lighting it inside, then whatever you want, where you put it wherever you want.
According to Mordechai, if you were to put it outside, Would you then have to put it below 10?
I mean, it's it would seem that you would, right? Yeah.
You would have to what?
Yeah, it would seem that Mordechai has learned that that's
only because it's inside.
Only because
we're
letting inside, so there's no need to put it within the 10th.
The whole mechanics of light these days are, I mean, a lot of this is not really not the game anymore.
I think
because if you're going to have no one's going to think if you have a menorah that's really high, that's lit with menorah with candles these days that you're doing
it for the light. Exactly, you know? Yeah. If you're doing it outside, it could be outside, you want the light.
I don't know, but that's how you put floodlights, you put your porch light, it's not like it. A lot of this is really, no one would make that mistake anymore, no one would get mixed up anymore.
You know, Kanan wants to introduce the chashash back then, so we still have to extend the project.
No. I mean, I hear on the other hand, I mean, you could learn, let's say the guy has no electric lights outside, and he puts him there outside, a person could think, okay, it's a very nice ornament, whatever, good decoration, but he also wants the light device. You know, he does want his front porch to be lit up. But, at least according to Mordechai is saying that it's not as we don't have to worry about this because, we light inside, so therefore he says there's nothing to worry about.
So he's not lighting by the window because he says the lack of person. In other words, you're lighting by the door according to Mordechai.
I think he's talking when someone, lack of person, he's talking about, I think, when you're talking about the persimmonies of how high you put it. Right? There's different gear system, exactly what it means, the lack of person, decay person. I thought he was talking about the shear. Right, we said the shear of less than 10 is more of persuminisa.
Right, but inside, what kind of persuminisa you can have if it's higher?
I mean, what type of less persuminisa?
Right. If it's inside, you're not going to have, it's not going to be a difference.
Right, because inside, but not inside. Like inside, you're really lighting it mostly for your house, for the people inside the house, not for the people outside. Your system. I mean, if it's not as though you put it outside, your system, whatever. But, I mean, once you're not lighting it outside, so then, yeah, it didn't seem that. There's no more persimmonisa than Mali. Yeah, that's exactly. Okay, so take a look at Sivav. And this is the next halacha. Sivav manichal amal mishloish tefachim. So you put it, you're supposed to put it above three tefachim. Above three tefachim, because anything that's less than three tefachim, the Bach speaks out, and Mishmur speaks as a quotes it, that it's as if you're putting it on the ground. And by the way, when we say these shiurim, we're talking about where the candle is, where the light is, the fire. We're not talking about where the base of the menorah is. So, manichal ma'al, he says, above three tefachim, u'mitzvah l'anichal ma'atam yasar tefachim. The mitzvah is to do it less than 10 tefachim. V'manichal ma'al yasar tefachim yatza. If he puts it above 10 tefachim, avada, you're yatza. He's just saying it's a bigger mitzvah. Avu manichal ma'al yasar ma'amal yatza, but above 20 amas, then nothing to talk about, you're not yatza. Okay, an interesting line. It's about filo kach kach dalak v'nichol matam esam liyatz. Even if you write that lach is a mitzvah, right? Lach is a mitzvah. So let's say you light it above 20 amos and then you put it below 20 amos. It's not. You're not going to yatz because the lach is a mitzvah.
Yeah,
the lach is a mitzvah. Right, because the lach is a mitzvah. Right, the lach is a mitzvah. Okay, now let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah of Kor Chavzai. L'matam esar tefachim. Why do you have to put a lesson esar tefachim? Since the Mechaber is passing that this is a mitzvah, it's a special mitzvah to put a lesson 10 tefachim to the ground. It says the ika pirsim neis feikish ulamata because there's more pirsim haneis when it's lamata. The davar ha'asei la'ar ain't derech l'anichal kol kach matam. Something that's made for light, right? You don't put it so low. So it's a raya that obviously you're doing it for persimmonisa. V'ayin v'al yirabash ha'kasa. The ha de'ein ha'ilam nizar mizeh. We're not knowing with this, right? Where have we ever heard of this? That somebody puts it within 10 tefachim of the ground. You know anybody that doesn't know? So what's the pshat?
You know, little kids.
Mishum de'saimchin ala Mordechai. Because we're saimach on the Mordechai that we spoke out. Shekasav de'achshav shahugul anich b'fnim ain't k'beid v'zeh. That's what they're saying. Achein, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hator sasim is that. The Tor sasim. Umashma disrielei. And also the Mechaber, by the way. Umashma disrielei. Dein lechalik bezeh. V'chein noyagim kol medaktikim kamoshe kosev es Yosef. So the medaktikim, if you want to be medaktik, this is a special hider, according to Mishnah Berurah. To put it within 10 tefachim of the ground. It's negev, it's possible. V'mdar ba'aliyah. He says, let's say you live in upstairs. So manicha b'chaloi shulatzad Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to put it in a window which is near Rosh Hashanah.
If you're doing that, it's going to be very hard to put it 10 tefachim on the ground because the window is not 10 tefachim on the ground.
Right, really, that's what it's right. That's why it's on the gate.
Right, and then Leah is never going to be in
the gate. But he says on the next
one. Yeah, so. So he says, "Afilu machalain gavay yosim esar tefachim mikakras aliyah." Even though the chalain is 10 higher than the 10 tefachim higher from the kakras aliyah, still you put it by the window that's facing Rosh Hashanah because that's persimmonisa. And then he says, "And yesh leshtei chalain." So he has two windows. Echad lemal mesar tefachim, echad lemat mesar tefachim, vade inichena bechalain shel matam mesar tefachim. So the Mishnah Berurah is learning that this is an Indian. You should do it less than 10 tefachim. But take a look at the Shartzian, which is like one of the biggest, right? The best kept secret of the Mishagrua. So Sivkatan Lamed. Magen Avram v'al Yirah v'chayadim. V'ayim prim agadim v'chayadim v'mash Magen Avram. It's mash from the Magen Avram. The adiv tfei lehaniach b'chaloin hasamach l'shus rabin. After he lemalam yasar tfachim, it's better to put it by the window, which is nearest to Sarabim, even though it's higher than 10 tefachim, milo haniach batefach hasamach lepesach, afshehu yachol lahanicha lematim yasar tefachim. So you have an option. What should you do? He said it's better to put it at a chalain that's facing Rosh Hashanah. So if you have a window that's facing Rosh Hashanah, and your Pesach is not so facing Rosh Hashanah, not so many people are going to see it if you put it by the Pesach. So according to the Magen Avraham, it's better to put it facing Rosh Hashanah than to put it than to get the milah of doing it a less than a sarat falcon to the ground. Va'after prima gadim a fakvik sas b'zeh, even though he's in the fakvik of this, become makam in the chesav rezeh, you should not be deich of this thing, that's what Mishabur is saying. The inyan shet tzarech heklam nishas rabim, yesh makor gadol b'gemara. There's a big makor to have that the Rosh Hashanah sees what you're doing, that they know that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Damei the chayi ragad the tamudir, right? Because the halach is that you put it until the chayi ragad the shuk, that this is also lashon b'gemara. Va'a gam ha-sham mitzvah l'nicha pesach b'yis v'chutz. Okay, fine. Anyway, so when the Magen Avraham is saying that you have an option, which one should you do it? And one, and it's more, it's clearer than Rosh Hashanah, when it's facing Rosh Hashanah in the Chaloyin, you're going to get more piercing, then that's better to do than to have it by the entrance of the house, but you're going to get the other milah of within Asarat Fachim. So then the next, the last halacha, which is the, brings us to the next Gemara in Shabbos. Which everyone's heard of this Gemara for sure, and this halacha. So the next page, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, it says, Amar of Kahana says all the way on the top, the two dots all the way on the top. The second two dots, Amar Rava. Ner Chanukah mitzvah anicha betefach hasmucha lepesach. The Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to put it the tefach near the entrance. Vehecha manachle. So where do you put it? Rav Acha Beid Rav Amar Miyamin. He says you put it on the right side of the entrance. Rav Shmuel, but this the Amar Mishmael. He says you put it on the left side. The Hilchas Mishmael, the Halachas you should put on the left side. Why? Kedei Shetei Ner Chanukah Mishmael Umezuzah Miyamin. So you're surrounded by mitzvahs, right? So you have an entrance to your house. You should put it within the tefach of the entrance of the house. And you should put it which side? The left side. So you have the mezuzah on the right side, the menorah on the left side. And then when you walk in, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. So this we've all heard. Now it's just something that I a little bit looking at the sugyan, I could be I'm missing something, but it seems that the milah of putting it by the Pesach is when you're putting it outside. When you're putting it outside of your house. That's what it seems, the milah of putting it by Pesach. When you see Rashi also says it over here. He says, Mitzvah nich b'chatzir oy b'shusar rabim b'tefach ha-samach l'pesach. It's like a third Rashi on the page. So he's also, again, chatzir shusar rabim, also earlier on the Chafal from Rav, he's talking about b'chutz, and also the Mechaber Paschim, Ner Chanukah menicha al-pesach ha-samach shusar rabim mi-b'chutz. So it seemed to me that if you're doing it by the entrance of your house inside, you're losing that milah. That first madrega of putting it by the entrance of your house seems to me that it's only when you're putting it outside of your house. You're putting it inside, and that's like putting it by the window. There's no difference in putting it by the entrance of your door, by the door, than putting it by the window. I mean, from my little looking into the sugya, that's what it seems like to me.
You know, it's a straw when you put it by the door. It's always outside.
Right, they always light outside. They light outside in their straw, right? Everything, they always light outside. So
it seems no one lights inside.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, unless, I guess maybe they live in Aliyah. They live in Aliyah, then they don't need the light.
Yeah, if you go through your shalim, you see in the upper windows, everybody.
Never mind. Yeah.
Also, the yeshiva is the dining hall.
Okay, so Siv Zayin. Let's take a look at this.
What are they relying on there to throw?
To what? Light outside?
Yeah.
Light outside?
Yeah.
No, this thing.
The Sharatim said it's better to light inside by the window.
If there's going to be more piercing, but who says it's going to be more piercing there? If you have a shiloh, whether should I put it by the Pesach, or should I put it by the Chalayim and Eretz Yisrael, and one's less piercing.
In America, everyone lights inside, and Eretz Yisrael, everyone lights outside. It doesn't.
So let's get a little more into that. But anyway, so Siv Zayin. Mitzvah anicha b'tevach ha-samach l'pesach mi-smol. So the halacha says, well, you should put it near the left side of the entrance. Kedei she mezuzah mi-amin v'nerchanaka mi-smol. V'yimein mezuzah b'pesach mi-nichay mi-amin. Right, if there's no mezuzah, for whatever reason, you don't have mezuzah in that place, so then you should put it on the right side. Because you're normally supposed to put on the right side, but here there's mezuzah on the right side, you put it on the left side. If you put it in the actual doorway itself, he says, okay, he put it near the left side. Now look at this Rama. Umiyu. Bizmanazah. Shakulonu matlika mifnim. In our bizmanazah, we all light inside. Vein hekel of Nevi Shisarabim klal. There's no hekel to Nevi Shisarabim. I know, that's interesting question. Ein lochish kol kach emein matlika matevach asamach l'pesach. So you should not be choshish if you're not lighting within the tefach that's near the Pesach. Right? And we come up and he says, HaMinig lahadlik batefach asamach l'pesach. The minig is to do it. Berlacha says, what do you mean the minig? He just said the minig is not to. So he just means that the minig is mean that it's a chash minig. It's a nice minig to do it, to light it by the tefach, even though kemoy b'mayim, even though b'zman hazeh, right, you all light inside. And really, it's not negiah, this whole inyan of lighting it with tefach asamach l'pesach. He says, still, it's a nice thing to do it. V'ayim l'shamis. So he says, you see, you should be putting it by the entrance. You should be putting it by the left side. But take a look at Lamed Ches. I've got Lamed Ches. V'ayim l'shamis. U'mikam makayim yesh lechaloi ha'samach l'shus harabim nachayin yoyser shi'anichenu sham. Still, it's better to put it by the chaloyin that's nevishas rabim. Kedeshi yehekum nevishas rabim is parsim anais. It's right. It seems that he was saying that there's no hekum nevishas rabim. There's not as if you put it by the entrance of the door. I don't.
Maybe everything was set up different. Maybe they have those little chutzers. They don't see it outside.
Then really, you just put it by the chutzre.
I don't know.
So it's an interesting lashon. But anyway, he says that nice. At the end of the day, again, this same you saw it, that if by the window, Rosh Hashanah, are going to see it more than avad, it's better to put it there because then you're going to have a person minisa. And then it says for Shlomo, he says, "Imloy b'makom d'shchicha zekai deze." Only to make sure there's not going to be any, it's not going to be hezek that way. If kids are going to be walking in and out or whatever. Okay, so that's it. So now let's take a look at the next thing that I have is the Aruch HaShulchan.
Which is from Ramah, that the bottom line is today the minig is to do it inside. So the question is not in America, the question is in Eretz Yisrael, when they survived to do it outside.
Well, maybe the right. Times of Ramah, maybe they were afraid of Sakana because of the.
No, but it's not Sakana, because it was
like, we're doing it. That's good, no? I don't know.
I didn't seem that Ramah's learning about Sakana.
He says we're doing it, it's the minig. I'm saying the question is why change it back if we're because of it.
Prospect.
So it's funny because at first he says the minig is not, but then he says mikamakim. It's roy to still light it.
What?
It's still roy. Like Berlacha says, he says mikamakim haminig lahalik. Berlacha says that haminig hanochin is naikach. So the minig nochin is still to light by the door. And yeah, okay. And I take a look at the Aruch Shulchan here chav dalet. Vineata einanu malikim b'chutz. Aruch Shulchan is talking his day. Now again, Aruch Shulchan lived in Russia, right?
That's good.
Right? So he says, we do not light outside. Don't say it's not sakana. Some people say, the reason why they light because it's sakana. No, it's no sakana. Come on. No sakana. Even though there's no sakana, nobody's not doing it, the lighting inside. Nay, shebechol hamedina shalanu, yimei chanukah heim, yimei sigur geshem v'shelek. V'rucha is chazokin. V'i efshir lahanichim b'chutz im loy lahazgirim b'zachuchis v'kuli hai loyatrachuhu rabbana. He's not saying his own svara. Kuli hai trachuhu. How do you know? Maybe the chacham were matriyati. Who's our shalom? Obviously he's coming to Gemara. The Gemara said kuli hai trachuhu rabbana. So he's saying that the ma'aseh is mana zeh. It's winter. It's blowing. You're going to have to go. What are you going to have to do? You can make yourself a case, a glass case. To light it now, the Chacham will never be matriachy to do that.
Can I ask a question on this? I have heard that the Aruch HaShulchan would intentionally sort of diminish the threat of the Russian government and things like that in his writing.
Really?
And is it possible? This is totally not. Is it possible that he's writing metaphorically? He says, "Don't say." He didn't say it's not because. He said, "Don't say that because of the threat." Rather, the winds and the like.
I hear, but the Maisa, let's talk about for us in America, right? So for us, the Maisa, there's no Sakana for us, right? I mean, you can do whatever you want. Okay, so, but again, we have this far though. We have this far that it's snowing and raining and all these things. Now, would you have the same far in California or Florida? I don't know. But for us, at least, when we have the snow and the rain and everything, so then he says
in
that.
California, they have Maduro, so they don't need a change.
Oh. yeah, so he says, but this is enough as far that you should not, that kulei ha'chur rabbanon, and therefore you can light it inside. That's the minute to light it inside. And then again, he says all the way at the end, he says that if you look all the way down, if you have a window that's facing Rishas Rabbi, I mean, it's a chaloin. That's how I'm not to put it by the window that's facing Rishas Rabbi. Now this is very interesting because I saw over here on the side, the Dershu, that they bring from Rebbe Yashav, Shvus Yitzchak brings from Rebbe Yashav, that he says even though there's going to be winds and all these things that are going to have been blow up and make it difficult for you to light the menorah, they quote from Rebbe Yashav that's not a heter. He says, what you should go do is go get yourself a glass case and light inside a glass case.
So they do. Everyone has a glass
case. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Because Rav Shmuel says, cool, high light your Chura button. And Rav Yashav says, no, there's no way, that's not a heter. I mean, whatever, that's what they quote from Rav Yashav.
It's easily manufacturable.
So now it's easy manufacturable. Okay, so then do you have the heter of Rav Shmuel? You're saying no.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, like, it's different. Again, bottom line is over there, in the Russian winter is a little different than even the Yerushalayim winter. It's
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it could be, I mean, that Daphne's talking about that. Okay. I mean, in his place.
Is this really a hetero derech shulchan, or is it just being twisted for a specific agenda?
No, I just read it to you. Okay, so now the last thing is Ramosha. So we have to get through Ramosha, and then we'll finish with this Ramosha. Yeah. So he says, Makoim, this is the Shubhas and Ebed's next page, the Shubhas Ramosha, Makoim Hadlakas Neiris Hanukkah. We just explained the Ramah that we've learned. Ela appears kedisa be'alacha, like he said the be'alacha, the ratz loymer haminig hanochen l'snai kach. Like Gam Isa, he's quoting the Ramah that says the minig hanochen is to put it by the entrance of the house. Avol ena zeh haminig l'chay v'kliyam. That's not a minig to the mechay. First came medakim Moshe, izdalach and nizar b'zeh rak medaktekim. That's only the medaktekim and mitzvahs, but we're all medaktekim, so we all want to do what's right. Humitam shekos magen avam sivkan ches. From what the Magen Avraham says in Simchat Kohen Ches, Mishum Sheichanis Bein Shtei Mitzvos Shehu Tam Kolosh. So he says, why? What's the pshat that the only people that are medaktik are nizer in this Ramah? Ramah says, L'maisa, you should put it close to the house. You should put it Pesach within the Tefach Samach L'Beisa. So the Ramosha says, is that what's the reason? Because the Magen Avraham says this svara that we have. This the Gemara said. You're supposed to come in surrounded by mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs on your right, and the menorah on your left. So, like, is that how strong is that svar? Is that svar the same level as Pursu Menisa? When we want you to walk into your house surrounded by mitzvahs, is that stronger? Is that less? So he says, the Magen Avraham says that avada, that's less. Mishum sheikanis bein shtei mitzvah shu tam kolish. It's a weak reason to light by the door, just so you come in, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. Okay, nice. Surrounded by mitzvahs. I'm surrounded by mitzvahs. Also,
doing it anyway, then that's how you do it. You don't light by the door. If you're lighting by the door, then you have the mitzvahs on.
Okay, that's exactly what he's saying. So he's saying it's a tam kolish. Derach kisha tiknu lohaniach al pesach beis mibuchot zapar sim nisa shuhu tam godol v'ikyo b'nei is chanukah. Parsume nisa is the main reason that we have by chanukah. In prison, before Shabbat Gemara, in Kamat Varim. They already knew in those times the best place for Pursumi Nisa was the Pesach Beisai. That was, and that's what the Ramah said, that Bizvan Azeh, it's not such a, it's in Hekel of Nevi Shas Rabin. They don't know what you're doing by putting a menorah there. They don't know that you're doing it for the mitzvah. They think the other thing. But in the Zman of the Gemara, it was the biggest show of Pirsumei Nisa. And then the Gemara Shaila was, okay, so now that that's the biggest place for Pirsumei Nisa, do we put it on the right side or the left side? And then the Gemara said you put it on the left side. But just as far alone that you have, if you have a choice, should I put it by the left side of my door, and that way I walk in, and maybe 10 people will see it. But if I put it by the chaloyin, 100 people are going to see it. So which is better? She says, it's better to put it by the window. Take a look at the second line here. Avalohi misak to nikra takana vitamza. This is not the reason for the ikra takana. Shalachain bizman hazeh, shein malikim b'chutz. We do not light outside bizman hazeh. V'chol ha-pirsum hu l'bnei habayis. Right? The main pirsum is for the bnei habayis. Leka ha-takana di aliku eitz la-pezach. There's no more takana to light it by the entrance. Bishvul zeh, she kodesh b'nish day mitzvahs. Shalachain ein zachiyuv l'dina, el medaktakim, nizharim gam ato, Afshahu rak b'shvul tam zeh kolish. Shalachim esak b'shvul zeh. Medaktakim amak, medaktak, to do it, even though for this Tom Kolish, that they were not even misakin the Iker lighting for. V'chein shaber kosm magen Avram. Therefore, the magen Avram is saying very good. Dim yesh lecha loin hasamach lishus harabim. This is the magen Avram that the Shaar Tzion quoted also. So that if you have a window that's near shus harabim, and echena b'chaloin, who appears b'levush esrod, b'levush esrod over there on the Shulchan Aruch, which is on the bottom, right? He's appears on the magen Avram and the Taz and all those things. He says timely de pirsume nisa. He says the reason the Magen Avraham is that if you have a window that's open by Shus Rabim is because the Svar Pirsumei Nisa is better, is bigger and better than the Svar that you walk in surrounded by mitzvahs. It's not shy, there's nothing to do with the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah of Takanas to light the menorah. That's only when it's equal, all things being equal, then about you should put it by the left side. That's better than putting it on the right side. It's not better. Avloy Shav is not even equal. La Mila's Pirsumanisa. It's not better, it's for sure not it's not even equal to the mile of having Pirsumanisa. Shalchain Afsha Iker Bizmanazah who a heckle, even though Iker Bizmanazah it's for your house. That's why you're lighting the Iker is for the Pirsumanisa of your house. Because it's impossible to light outside now. It says it's impossible. Okay, exactly. It's impossible. Whatever's gonna create more of a Pirsumanisa, that's what you should do. That's also my father was noyig, my father the goyin. The many gedolim and the dairs before us. The day that it became impossible to light outside. That's the Nachin, v'cheinis mishabrus v'kal lamadches. That's mishabrus says in Simchat lamadches right over there. I read for you. V'chein yesh l'chvoy terusha l'snaig. That's how you should be noig. So according to Ramosha, it doesn't leave any question left, any room for doubt. You should be letting it by the window. That's more. The bottom line is where is the most persuminisa? Where the Rishon I'm going to see it most, and that would be by the window.
Where are they being said? Because he lived in a building on the other side.
Maybe in your car. That's
okay. So